Kyle Cunningham, Butts Creek, nice first moto man. You got rode forward, I thought, into the top 10, or 10th anyways, and came from a back and passed some good dudes. You got to be stoked with that first moto.
Yeah, it was good. Man, yesterday was kind of a toss-up. Me and my dad got to the track about 9 o'clock and went to put our motor in. That was our spare motor after racing in the mud last weekend, and something happened with it. It wouldn't run, so... Fortunately, I thought we weren't going to be racing, but J-Bone and the JGR guys had a bone stock motor in a crate that they...
Again, they come through.
Yeah. I mean, it was a stalker, but almost better in that sense because I have one at home that's stock, so I know how they run. But
pull the motor back out and put another one back in.
Yeah, so between that, being here till 9 yesterday at night... My dad working his butt off. It overall, the day went good. I mean, we qualified good. My speed felt awesome. The first moto, I had to come from the back to about 10th, which I felt really good. And then the second moto, man, I finally got another decent start, probably 10 or 12.
Stock motor, too, so that's good.
Yeah, and then stalled at the first lap, going down into the option turn. Couldn't get it started, and then I think I was probably about 30th or 32nd there the first few laps, and made my way up to I think 14th or 13th and went down, so I had to collect myself, regroup, and ended up coming back up to 13th, but you know, obviously I felt like today we had two solid top 10 motos in us, easily, even on the stock motor. So you know, like I said, I was fortunate enough. These guys had a stock motor for me. My dad was able to get it in. He got an IV in between practice and the motos today. Man, this heat was killing him. But, yeah, overall, it was a good weekend. We rode good. I would have liked to have the better result in the second moto, too. But, man, something to go off of and move on to next weekend. One round left, and I think we're... 9 or 10 in points, somewhere in there. So,
how important is that for you? I talked to Cody Cooper. He's very stoked. He wants to stay in the top 10. You know, guys are coming up from the back. How important is that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the scheme of things, it's nice to be in the top 10. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's not the championship. But, I mean, that is, man, there's a battle with some privateer guys. That's that first spot after the factory. So, yeah, I mean, it's good. It'd be nice to stay there. You know, obviously, I'd like to have those 7 motos back that we got no points. But, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, we felt good today. My dad worked his tail off for me. And, man, we're making it through. We got one left. So try and end it with a bang.
Am I drunk or high, which could be a possibility, but have you had really good results here before? Is this a good track for you? I seem to think it is over the years. I don't know. Is it?
I think it's kind of been good and bad. Okay. I had a good moto the year they had to wait because the lightning.
Oh, yeah.
50. I raced, I think I got 9th that moto or something in the mud. And then last year.
250s. Have you ever done really well?
Last year I had a 6th here. And then I believe back in like 11 I did pretty good here when I rode with Star. But it's had some good and some bad. But, man, I like the track today. Obviously, it seemed like last weekend they didn't really disc it as deep. Maybe they were worried about that rain coming. But, you know, other than that, the track was good. I always I have fun riding here, so. Man, we're in one piece, and we're on to the next one, and then a little time off.
Cool. Thanks. Nice work today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.